It's Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9. I'm Walt Lindela as we continue on a Friday morning together. In the studio with me now is Patrick Crowley. Patrick Crowley had a kickoff event to his campaign running for 96th District Court Judge last night. He's here to talk about the campaign this morning. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Walt.
Let's talk about this a little bit. You are running for the position of 96th District Court Judge. What is it about this that makes you want to run for this?
So as I think about it, it really boils down to, I could give you lots of different reasons and things, but it really boils down to this. Marquette County, it deserves to have a district court that works for the residents of Marquette County rather than the other way around, right? So what that means is, the court should be doing things to explain to individuals and to describe what it's doing for the community rather than just expect the community to come to court.
Well, let's talk about that really quick. You talk about explaining, right?
Sure.
For people that maybe aren't familiar with the court system, because maybe a lot aren't, and you hear the term district court. What is district court? What does that cover?
Okay, so the 96th District Court is the first place that most people are ever going to encounter a court system. So all criminal cases, for instance, start in the district court. Misdemeanors will then wrap up there. They'll stay there. Felonies, is determined that there's a reason to continue, those might get bound over and transferred up to the circuit court for trial. In addition to, criminal cases, and I would say probably about 75% of Marquette's district court cases are criminal. And then all of traffic tickets are going to get handled in the district court. The small claims process, if two people are, have a small issue that they're fighting over, that's in there.
I think it's a good way of saying that this is sort of the first court that you will put a case into, that if someone has one like that, and it covers a wide array. Tell me a little bit about your background and why do you feel you would be an effective judge for this particular court?
Sure. So, I've been an attorney for about 25 years, not quite. And during that time, I've practiced all over the state and probably, hundreds, if not maybe even thousands of actual district court, different courtrooms. About 7 years ago, I came back up to Marquette and created the Marquette County Public Defender's Office. I head that office. I have an office of seven other attorneys and myself. We currently deal with 94%-ish of all criminal cases in Marquette County. Those come through my office. And as we talked about earlier, all of those start in the district court. So in addition to the district court, criminal docket, I have throughout my career, I've dealt with landlord-tenant issues, which are also started and finished there in the district, as well as, traffic tickets and other things like that.
We're talking with Patrick Crowley today. He's running for 96th District Court Judge here in Marquette County. You mentioned, Patrick, just a moment ago that you feel like it should have a court that works for people and helps explain it. You say you're public defender. Are you saying that it's not that kind of a court now? Was that something that drove you in this direction to put your hat in the ring?
No, nothing quite so blatant as that.
Okay.
I would say that, in my career, I've obviously dealt with, hundreds of different judges. And we're in a situation now where, mind you, I'm not running against a pending or,
correct.
This is an open seat. Judge Roger Kangas is retiring. And
yes.
So this is an open seat. And as we have the unique opportunity or relatively unique opportunity to finally pick a judge ourselves, right, in Marquette County, rather than having that judge appointed, so we have that opportunity. As we're doing that, we should pick somebody who has the experience, obviously, but also somebody who has the ability to talk to individuals and through representation of literally thousands of individuals, you gain that experience.
Sure.
That is something, quite frankly, that I think that I'm very good at.
So if people want to find out more about you, Patrick Crowley, running for district judge here in Marquette County, how can they find out a bit more about you, your campaign, maybe some of the other issues that we don't have time to touch on here this morning?
Sure. So the easiest thing is look online, crowleyforjudge.com. That's C-R-O-W-L-E-Y CrowleyForJudge.com. We also have obviously social media presence, you know, Patrick Crowley for Judge on Facebook and on Instagram, things along those lines. I do want to thank everyone who had an opportunity to come out last night for the kickoff, and we're going to have a number of those as well.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll be available if people want to have you come and speak or at least learn a little bit more about you in person too, right?
Absolutely. And that's actually something we've been doing for, I don't know, 6 months now.
Yeah, your campaign was, your run was announced a while back, but this was sort of the campaign kickoff last night at Marquette. That's why we wanted to have you in this morning and give everybody an update. Again, that website is
CrowleyForJudge.com.
Patrick Crowley in the studio with me this morning. He's running for 96th District Court Judge. Thanks for your time this morning. I know we'll talk again soon.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Look for highlights of this interview at our website at sunny.fm.